Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, September 27th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laist.com. Here's what's happening. Over the last year, government outreach workers engaged with more than 42,000 unhoused adults living on the streets of Los Angeles County. But fewer than one in five of those adults went into temporary housing. That's according to data just released by the LA Homeless Services Authority, LHASA. KPCC's Kyle Stokes reports.
LHASA officials say the data reflect a pinch point in the pipeline out of homelessness. With permanent housing options scarce, more people are staying for longer in beds meant for temporary stays, like a tiny home village, transitional housing, or even emergency shelter. Molly Reisman is the Homeless Authority's chief program officer.
So when an outreach team goes out and they're engaging with somebody and they want to move them inside, if all the beds are already filled with people who've been there for the last 9 months, that interim housing bed is not serving the purpose that we want it to send.
Reisman said the data speak to a need for more permanent housing so that temporary beds can be used as intended. LA mayoral candidate Rick Caruso has called for 30,000 more temporary beds to get people off the streets. His opponent, Karen Bass, has called for a mix of new temporary and permanent housing beds. I'm Kyle Stokes.
Governor Newsom has signed a bill that eliminates parking spot minimums for new developments near transit stops. Politico reporter Jeremy B. White says this could lead to more people riding public transit.
Not to get 230,000 feet on you, but I do think that cars are so central to how a lot of people live their lives in the state. And there are a lot of folks out there who would like to rethink how that looks.
Proponents also say that removing parking requirements would make housing cheaper. Opponents say that this could be a disincentive to developers taking advantage of density bonuses, which already require less parking, and lead to fewer affordable units in developments. Governor Newsom has vetoed two bills that would have made kindergarten mandatory, saying it wasn't budgeted. More than a dozen school districts supported the legislation, including Los Angeles Unified. The district turned down our request for an interview, but Superintendent Alberto Carvalho joined Air Talk last month to talk about why he thinks it's important for kids to enroll in kindergarten.
Children with special needs or with socialization difficulties, children who live in poverty are at a clear disadvantage if they miss key services or early intervention that could have been offered prior to first grade. So this is an issue of equity.
At least one California lawmaker says they plan to reintroduce the kindergarten legislation. According to the Education Commission of the states, 19 states currently require children to attend kindergarten. Starting next month, all LA Unified schools will have life-saving treatment on hand to reverse the effects of opioid overdoses on campuses. The move is to respond to what the district calls an urgent crisis after at least 9 student overdoses were reported in the last month. A Bernstein High School student died in a school bathroom earlier this month after taking a pill laced with fentanyl. LA County Public Health is providing the 600 units of OD antidote Narcan at no cost. The department's director, Barbara Ferrer, says the drug will allow people to live another day, but it's not the only solution.
I don't want to just focus on harm reduction, which is telling people this is super dangerous. Please don't do this. But we also have to really focus on prevention, making sure that we're paying a lot of attention to children and young teens, making sure that they have agency and respect and really good information so that they're able to make better choices.
The district superintendent says administrators are launching a peer-to-peer initiative and planning an outreach campaign to parents. COVID-19 continues to kill Californians, but the number of people dying has shifted. Stephanie O'Neill reports for Kaiser Health News. Immunity-building vaccines and prior infection make Californians overall far less likely to fall seriously ill or to die from COVID-19. But the virus continues to take lives, killing hundreds in the state every week, still hitting unvaccinated people the hardest. The decline in deaths in 2022 has been most striking among Latinos. They made up an outsized share of deaths during the pandemic's first 2 years. Now, white residents account for a growing number of COVID deaths. Demographers say that's because in the first years of the outbreak, large numbers of essential workers were Latino and exposed at work, while white Californians were more likely in jobs allowing them to work from home. That imbalance has shifted as increasingly employees are back in the office. In July, COVID killed more than 1,000 Californians, outpacing diabetes and accidental death. That made the virus the state's fifth cause of death behind heart disease, cancer, stroke, and Alzheimer's. I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
A NASA spacecraft slammed into an asteroid 7 million miles away yesterday afternoon.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Awaiting visual confirmation.
The test mission was a galactic dress rehearsal for the day a catastrophic space rock could actually threaten Earth. The spacecraft named DART was the size of a shopping cart. It was sent hurtling into a pyramid-shaped asteroid at roughly 14,000 miles an hour. Scientists hope the impact nudged the asteroid's path, but it could take days or months to verify and measure how much its orbit may have changed. The heat wave is peaking. Highs will be ranging from 88 to 100 from the beaches into downtown Los Angeles. And in the San Fernando Valley, 95 to 104. San Gabriel Valley highs, 96 to 101. And in the Santa Clarita Valley, 98 to 103. Antelope Valley highs, 94 to 102 today. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.